I'm Stan Ingold, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabamians are remembering former President George H.W. Bush today. David Alsobrook worked for the National Archives and was the director of the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library in Texas. Alsobrook, who now lives in Mobile, got to know the Bush family, and he and I discussed what President Bush was like as a person.
The interesting thing about him and the great thing about him was that term, nobility of public service, that phrase, also applied to other federal employees. He considered himself a federal employee, too, and that included Secret Service, protective detail, all of the White House permanent staff, all the people that work behind the scenes in the White House, the groundskeepers, the gardeners, the cooks, the carpenters, the electricians, the plumbers, all the people who work there. And they all love the Bush family. As a result, he treated all of us like family members. We were never treated like just federal employees. We were treated like members of the Bush family.
He had some Alabama ties with his staff in his library. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
He asked me why 7 of the 32 staff members in his library had earned Auburn degrees, including myself. So I took that opportunity to briefly tell him the story of Auburn's archives training program and how they had produced a lot of archivists over the years. And he listened very patiently, and then he gave me that lopsided smile, and he said, "Well, I see. I understand. Well, War Eagle, War Eagle." So that was kind of the nature of our relationship. It was very informal. There was nothing bureaucratic about it, and that's the way it always was over the years.
Now, I understand he was very fond of his boats. What was it like boating with him?
He was very proud of his new GPS electronics on board the Fidelity II, and he really boasted about it. But then, going back to Walker's Point, we became lost in the heavy fog, and he became really frustrated because Secret Service made him gear the boat down. Agent crawled out on the bow and lay there prone, guiding us through all the different obstacles, lobster pot markers and buoys and things. And President Bush, grew increasingly aggravated with our snail-like pace. So he took the Fidelity II up into a small cove where there were a bunch of other fishing boats were anchored. And he loudly hailed the crew of one boat, "George Bush here. Can you give me direction to Walker's Point?" And I'll never forget the look on the faces of those fishermen who were up in that cove. I mean, out of the fog, here comes the 41st President of the United States who's asking for directions. And so I suspect that there are probably still some fishermen up in Maine who still talk about the day that the President appeared out of the fog to ask them how to get home. But that's just the way he was, very informal, just very casual, and treated everybody with great respect. He didn't care what station of life you came from.
What do you believe was one of his greatest accomplishments as president?
If you look at the way he handled the end of the Cold War, you know, some Democrats and Republicans said he should go over there and dance on top of the Berlin Wall when it came down. But he said, no, this would anger the Russians, and who knows what would happen there. We can say that because of his maturity and his experience, he handled the end of the Cold War in a very diplomatic, a very logical way, and I think it worked out much better over the long haul. When you have a one-term president like George Bush, you just don't realize all that he accomplished until he's gone.
With everything he did in his career and as president, what will his legacy be?
That he was a president that united us. I think that he dealt with some very, very difficult foreign and domestic issues with grace and with class and with maturity will be certainly part of his legacy. But I do think, getting back to the nobility of public service, you know, from my own very biased point of view as a former career federal employee, I think the fact that he understood from his own service how the federal government worked and how there were all these people behind the scenes that helped keep the country running day to day and in the long term, I think that was a big part of his legacy that's often overlooked.